Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can stream the show anywhere in the country with Alexa. Just say, hey, Alexa. Play the Todd.
Play some Todd and Tyler.
There you go. Exactly. Chris Porter's going to be here in a little bit, actually. Funnybonehomeall.com to see Chris. Petey Mack will be here. We got Tony and LD are with us.
Hey.
Friday. Some best of coming up next week. You won't know the difference. Some of you will. Some of the hardcores. But I'm sure a lot of great stuff coming up next week.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It was... Well, we'll start off with born on this date, however, dead now. Sadly, which, you know, most of them are. Chris Cornell.
Oh, it's been 2 years now? You need Petey to come in here and say, screw that guy.
Yeah. No, I think it's just been, it's
last
just
year.
A little
yeah.
over a year.
Okay,
it was last year. Yeah.
Oh, born that date. Okay.
Yeah, this is his birthday.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, it was on this date in 2017. That we lost Chester Bennington.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that's right. It was
the
same day.
One year from him.
Yeah.
And as a note, twice as many Americans are calling suicide hotlines as the suicide rate climbs. Yeah, they are thanking Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain for raising public attention, leading to more calls.
Remember the guy you said yesterday that shot himself with a balloon and the balloon went away?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what the guy should have done because obviously it didn't work and he probably doesn't get his insurance. I know some places pay, but that's probably why the reason he did this. He wanted to make it look like he was killed by somebody so somebody gets his money. We're assuming that.
Right.
What he should have done was shot himself in the arm and have it float away and then say somebody drove by and shot me and see if it works. See if they find the balloon and see if they actually find it. Because this way he's dead, and they figured,
he figured that since he saw that episode on TV.
And also you said he had some internet history, right? Looking for balloons and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, we got some email that said you can find out how to do that on the internet.
But once again, they're going to figure it out. You know, so you shoot yourself in the arm, have it go away, and they say, well, sorry about that.
Craig did the story, I thought he was trying to set up a family member that had killed him.
That could be it, too. We watch much TV, but you're right. Yeah, put his fingerprint on the gun.
He got shot, and they're immediately going to look at a family member.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That could be it, too. But
it was an episode of NCIS, too, I guess. But like you said, they base a lot of that stuff on reality.
But you don't know what's going to happen if you're dead. So aren't you curious to find out if they know what happens? If he's doing, he's not.
You're never going to go.
This guy's not
going to know for sure.
This guy's not committing suicide because he wants to be dead. He's committing suicide because he feels like he wants to be dead. I get it, but he wants to help out somebody. So test it out. So you know.
Yeah, but I don't know if we.
Funny if he just he shoots himself in the arm, he ties it to a balloon, where the balloon just hovers about 10 feet off the ground. He gets 5 or 6 balloons at a circus, and he's dead, and the gun's just hanging there,
and it's a black balloon
just right over top of him. Oh, there it is.
He could have tested that without a gun. He could have put something that weighs the same as a gun on a balloon and see where it goes.
Right, but even then, they'd see if he gets away with it. Yeah. I'm overthinking it.
Right.
Maybe.
I shot Tony in the hamstring once just to give him some street cred.
He wasn't as fast.
Still didn't work. It still didn't work.
Never regained his quickness, right. Did he?
Never had it.
I would have shot him in the ass, but he doesn't have one.
Right. So he don't. No husky jeans for Tony, that's for sure.
Shoot me in the hamstring.
No husky jeans for Tony.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I need the street cred.
Thought you had that extra muscle. You just shoot you in one. And...
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy the Greek. Jimmy the Greek over there.
That's right.
Petey the Greek. Petey the Greek checking in.
Oh, that's what I heard.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Some gal just came in yesterday. Unbelievable, man. Like, what? There was just a gal, a black gal, and a coworker of hers sitting there, and this gal sat at the end of the bar and just started dropping racial bombs on her for no, like, just completely unsolicited.
Like, yelling? Wow.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. I couldn't believe it either. I didn't see
it. They didn't know each other? There
wasn't
some kind of history?
Not at all. Not at all.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. It's 2018. I was like, what is happening here?
Once again, we know why it's happening.
I know.
But I'm not going to go. I don't want to go there. I'm trying to stay positive today.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I came off as a racist jerk. Unbelievable.
I like when it comes out.
Did you have to run her? Did you throw her out?
I was in transit from another place.
What did this couple do? Did the white friend of the black girl say, "Hey, shut up"?
Another friend, like a regular, like intervened.
So the girl was dropping is not a regular, right?
No.
And she's dropping the N-bomb on an African-American girl sitting at the bar.
She started talking about her hair and her earrings and her purse, and the other girl was like, what? Like, what is going on?
I'm just having a beer here.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 2018.
Damn. Wow, there's so much viral crap going on.
Oh, my God.
You see guys in cars yelling at people. So I'm glad you brought it up.
You got my heart beat, man. I was just like, I just said to the guy, like, sorry that happened here. Like, sorry it happened. Thanks for having poise and character and respect, not blowing up on the girl.
Man.
So she ain't welcome, whoever the other gal is.
Do you remember? She took a picture and put her on the...
The bartender that was working...
Don't let this racist in the bar.
She used her credit card, so she looked her up on Facebook, so we all know her face now.
Got it. All right.
So not welcome.
That's what puss does when chicks call in, looks them up on Facebook.
From their credit card?
For other reason. From their credit card. No, we just want to find out what they look like.
When
they call in some sex... It's like a sexual story. What's your name? We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you.
That's what we do. That's Facebook and show you what you look like. What she look like? We'll look up on Facebook. Check it out.
She's hot. She was kind of hot. That's a disappointing girl.
That's horrible.
But she used ugly inside.
Sometimes you can't tell from the mugshot.
And you can't tell from the phone call either. They always sound so hot on the phone.
Oh, man. Customer service is always hot.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my name
is
Peggy.
They never are, though.
In Savannah, Georgia, at Vinnie Van Gogh's, it's a pizza joint.
No. Oh. I thought it was a dancing place.
Well,
it's hot chicks serving you pizza, right?
It is hot chicks serving you pizza. Wow. Amelia Holden was at her job as a server there at Vinnie Van Gogh's, and there is video, and you can see that at Vinnie Van Gogh's pizza joint, apparently the waitresses are scantily clad.
I've seen the video.
My kind of pizza.
I wouldn't have guessed that was a pizza place.
Exactly.
I don't know of any scantily clad women at pizza places around here.
But this is Vinnie Van Gogh's.
Let me see your pepperonis, girl.
They don't have one.
All the areolas on the pizza. Yeah.
Well, 31-year-old Ryan Cherwinski was on vacation with the family.
Oh, with the family?
Yeah.
Like his wife or just like parents?
With the wife and two kids.
Oh, my God.
He's 31.
Listen to what he does.
And he walked behind Amelia.
Amelia.
And as seen on a surveillance video, reached out and groped her rear end.
Looked like you got all up in there.
And there's a video we're putting it out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm posting it right now.
Right. And the mistake that he made is he's not famous. You can do that if you're a celebrity. Yes. This guy is not a celebrity.
I would disagree with that because she did not see his face. She didn't see who he was.
No. He just...
I won't vote for him. Oh, no. People did. People did.
And women did.
You are a douchebag.
So the 21-year-old Amelia Holden reacted quickly. She turned and saw the guy walking by. She grabbed him by the back of his shirt, the collar of his shirt, and then slammed him down onto the counter that she'd been standing at.
Yeah. Go, girl.
She kicks ass, right?
She yelled at him, "You don't touch me, mother." She told People magazine. She said she didn't think. She just reacted.
Good for her.
She's never done that before.
A douchebag.
Girl power.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big fizzy douche.
I don't remember that one.
No, do I.
When you type in douchebags,
that comes in. Yeah, that shows up.
That
huh?
Shows up.
She looked like she put a little jujitsu move on him.
Kind
good,
of.
Good for her.
Grabbed him and flipped him around and slammed him against the bar.
All right, let's see what you guys have done to make yourselves look like douchebags.
Yeah, we got some douche
apparently
stuff
that
there.
Big fizzy douche one was from an episode of Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, it was. It's listed,
I did not know
it's
that.
It's listed as that.
I had to look that up.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Another person who said they work at the pizza place wrote that this was just another Saturday night. It happens all the time.
See,
we
that.
Just put the cameras up, so this was the first guy we've been able to prosecute.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
They called the cops. Cops came, took him away, according to another account, in front of his wife and two kids. Handcuffed him, took him away.
What'd daddy do?
I feel sorry for two people, the kids and the girl that beat him.
He probably wanted
well,
to
and
stay
the wife.
In jail.
Well, the wife's probably like,
she's married to this douchebag, though. She knows he's a douchebag.
Exactly.
She does.
She shouldn't have been wearing those shorts.
Every one
That's
of them is what you want to call a douchebag. That's just me. I could have said that.
It's her fault.
That's actually a clip. I thought I said something else there, but I could have just said
clip of something he says every day. Yeah. Save that.
I didn't put it in there. Relax.
All right, Ms. Holden said that she reacted instinctively in the moment, grabbing the guy by the back of the shirt.
I honestly didn't even give it much thought. I did it. I didn't even know I could do that. I didn't even realize that I took him down the way I did until I saw the video afterwards.
What did you say to him?
A lot of things that I can't really repeat.
She sounds hot.
So this dude, how was your vacation? Well, Jim got arrested for grabbing a waitress's ass, but she was a whore.
Yeah, she was a whore anyway.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's his wife.
I guarantee the wife's that way.
You should have seen her.
They're showing all the pictures from vacation. Here's the mugshot. Here's the fingerprints.
That is crazy, man.
Good for her, man.
The founder of Papa John's.
Oh, that's my boy. That's my boy.
He's a douche.
Get the douche boy.
You're a douche. You're a douche.
Oh, and now he's sorry he stepped down because he knows people will forgive him in this world now, right?
He says he wants his company to investigate the meeting where he admits to have used the N-word.
They'll go, yeah, you said it. Okay, as long as you investigated it.
In a letter to the company's board of directors, John Schnatter said stepping down from his position in the company was a mistake. He also said during the phone call with a marketing agency that he used the N-word as a way to emphasize how much he hates racism.
No,
after the agency said they wanted to hire Kanye West to represent Papa John's, Schnatter said he didn't like the idea because West uses the N-word in his lyrics.
That didn't sound
he added
like
the advertising
that.
Company Laundry Service tried to extort him to keep him quiet as well.
There was a lot of other
stories. That's his side of the story.
A lot of stories came out about this guy being he thought he was, exactly. So,
I know people from Louisville, and it goes way back.
Yeah, exactly.
His douchebaggery didn't start just a couple years ago.
Papa John!
You're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche! Yeah.
You're just joining us. We're in the middle of a segment called Douchebags on Douchebags.
D on D.
I tell my neighbor he needs to trim his trees. He ignores me. Now I'm going to have to build a whole new fence.
Well, I guess good fences don't build good neighbors, huh?
Frost wasn't talking about my douchebag neighbor when he wrote that.
All right, douche. That's a Sleeping Dogs Lie clip from our buddy Bobcat. I don't remember that one.
Oh.
Yeah, we must have played that when we talked to Bobcat, right? That might have been
When we had him in studio, I think, once.
All right, so Papa John.
You are a douchebag.
Bobcat's going to join the show when we
back,
return.
Right, yeah.
So he can talk about his cool TV series.
Yeah, it is good.
Misfits and Monsters.
I watched the new one last night.
I haven't seen
Did
it
you?
Yet.
A little, bit, Todd, of, a little Todd, bit of subtext to that one.
Todd told me not to watch it.
Yeah, don't.
I will.
No.
But not for a good bet.
No.
I'm going to watch it.
You should.
I will watch it, Todd. I just did it last night.
You say not before you go to bed?
Well, it's
yeah, not before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not because it's scary, because Bobcat is... a free-thinking, cool dude.
And, yes, and he is.
It's a parody, basically, on what's happening.
He will make you think.
What's happening in the world today.
Biting social satire.
Right. Yeah. And some people don't get that.
I like at the end, they don't show what's coming up next week. Instead, they kind of break down the episode that you just saw.
Yep.
They'll show a few outtakes. Bob will explain the thinking behind it, the writing behind it, and then the directors and the producers chime in. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, you kind of need that, because if you just tuned into it not having any background on Bob or the show, you would watch an episode and go, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it's important for Bob to come on and say, I'm twisted. There's dark stuff going on in my mind.
Right. And this is the healthiest way to get it out.
Right.
But, you know, we know that there's dark stuff going on in Bob's mind, because what movie was it where the baby gets shot in the face?
Oh,
God Bless America.
God Bless America,
yeah.
The one with Joel Murray.
Yeah.
You're not too far into the
great movie.
And,
great movie.
Somebody busts in and somebody has a baby on, you know, one of those front packs.
Oh, yeah.
Baby gets shot in the face. But it's funny.
As funny as that can be.
Yeah, right. But it's funny.
I'm with you.
What was also funny was hearing Bobcat tell the story of having to tell the parents of that child what was going to happen to that child in the movie.
That was funny, too.
As long as the check clears.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
They were still a little bothered.
Well,
by
I know, but it's like that baby in Hangover. I mean, Galifianakis makes the baby just tug himself the whole time. He's like, we talked about this before because at scenes they're running.
Oh, I love that.
I just love that scene, and I think that kid's a grown kid now. I mean,
that's hilarious.
He's not grown, but he's older now. I'm sure he's probably 13.
He's like 10, 12, somewhere.
That's
in there.
Me.
Yeah, the baby
masturbating at the table.
Yeah, got shot in the face. Is probably 6 or 8 years old now, but probably doesn't remember that.
Although that'll be on the highlight reel at the graduation party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, especially the Hangover one. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, the kid who got shot.
No, that too.
Here's where you became a movie star.
I'll wait on that one just a little bit.
Is it about a douchebag?
No, it's about Kendra Holliday.
Okay. Well, we got to continue stories about douchebags.
Okay. A passenger on board a United Express flight from Indianapolis to Newark, New Jersey, refused to gate check her bag.
Entitled.
She reportedly boarded the plane with her carry-on suitcase. It was unable to fit in the overhead bin. A flight attendant said she'd have to check the luggage.
Yeah, they just put it underneath the plane at that point. Yeah. You stand in the hallway and get it when you're done, right?
Yeah, you don't miss any time. You don't have to go to baggage claim to get it. It's waiting right outside the plane. It's not really a big hassle.
Unbelievable. Did she ever douche in there?
Unless you're a douchebag.
Yes.
Well, the woman initially agreed to check her bag, but then became belligerent, according to the Indy Star,
when it's my bag.
She was asked to return to the gate.
We got a guy that flies a lot more than we, because he does it for a living.
Yes, he does.
Our buddy Chris Porter. So, Chris, think about a story that you've seen on the plane in the past 15 years that would match this.
The woman refused to leave the aircraft, forcing all the other passengers then to deplane. Since you won't leave, everybody else has to.
This bitch.
Pummel her in the head.
And then they all had to wait for another aircraft.
Jeez.
Passenger Jason Kowalski told WTHR those who had to deplane were forced to sit in the terminal for more than 4 hours.
Man, I would.
With no food and no drink, because the vendors at the airport were closed.
God, I'm flying today. This is something. There's going to be some douchebag on my flight, I'm sure, besides
the flight
me.
Had already been delayed.
You're right.
Yeah, I was going to say,
there's a douchebag on this flight.
I guarantee at least one.
At least one.
The flight had already been delayed due to weather.
Shut up.
Man.
What have you seen on a flight that bugged you? What bugs you most now?
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm in first class. Why are we doing this?
That's
you can be
true.
Successful and have kids, but sitting back when you do it. The rest of us are trying to sleep. I had an old man poop himself.
Right next to you?
No, he was like 8 rows up, okay. But it wafted.
Yeah.
Like I was, I'm always one of the first ones on the plane.
Right.
So I get in my seat and I'm on my iPad. I'm playing Gin Rummy.
Right.
I'm 70. And all of a sudden I'm like, what is that smell? And I realize every row in front of me has evacuated.
Oh.
And they walked this dude out. He apparently got the bathroom and exploded. And they had to walk him out.
Do that
like,
at my age, let alone 70. Or your age.
I had a girl. I had a girl, like, she got on late, so she had to put her bag behind her.
Right.
So when we all got off, yeah. she was like, I need my bag.
Yeah.
And the guy checked in the thing behind him. He's like, oh, it's not there. She was like, oh, it's the one behind me. He goes, well, I don't know what to do.
Right.
So she just stood there. She wouldn't let anybody go.
Oh.
And she goes, well, someone can get my bag.
You have to wait. You have to wait.
I go, that's not how this works.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Get off.
And now I'm the dick.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, she curses me up and down. And I'm
just
in the right mood to be like, nah. Nah, this isn't going to happen. And so I'm retorting. And while all of it, and I'm also like,
retorting.
You're in the wrong game with me. Because, like, I do this every night. Like, if you think you're the first person to tell me to go F myself, you're in a world of hurt. You have never been to Evansville, Indiana, my friend.
There's not a thing you can say.
So we're just going at it. She is wearing a Kiss tank top and a skirt.
Nice.
And meanwhile, these people are just grabbing her bag as fast as they can. They give her a bag. And she just curses me all the way down the aisle. And the steward just goes, well, at least they're not yelling at us today.
Oh, you were a hero. You were a hero for the Isle of Donkeys.
Good man, good man.
I love that. Chris Porter's with us, funnybonomaha.com. Just tonight and tomorrow night, two shows each. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.